Sirisna Bitsa is generously sponsored by the Saka family. Zocher Chaste Avos, last night we spoke about what happens when you run out of the Schus Avos, the merit of our forefathers. Hashem nevertheless promises us, why? Laman Shemo. We're not relying only on Schus Avos, even when we deplete that fund, even when we go into the red on our Schus Avos account. Nevertheless, Hashem will follow through, and He does every day. Every day that we're here, every day we survive, every day the Jewish story continues, is Hashem not only Mevi Goel, He's creating a redemption, an ongoing redemption, which is why Zocher is in the present tense, as is Umevi Goel. Both are Lashon Hove, because it happens, it continuously happens every day. But what does it mean, Schus Avos? Zocher Chasdei Avos. We begin the Amida, our first bracha, Shevach. We are invoking Avos, we're invoking the merit of Avos. How does that work and what does that mean? We come before Hashem, and we have things that we need, things that we want, things that we will ask Him for. And why should He do it? Why should the great judge award us or bestow us what we ask, what we want, what we need? Because we say, Hashem, remember my Zayda, you were really tight with him? You remember my Bobby? You remember how close you were? Our families go way back. Remember how good they were to you, how good you were to them? A judge is vulnerable to such bribery? A judge can be swayed simply because you invoke. You belong to the same country club. You had Shalosh Shittos together all the time. You were members of the same shul. Came from the same town in Europe. That's enough. Zocher Chasdei Avos. How does Schus Avos work? Rav Avigdor Miller writes, Schus Avos works because while the Avos were alive, they davened hard for us. The Avos were unusual in that they did not only earn merit for themselves, they did not only invest in tefillah for themselves and their well-being. What makes them Avos, what makes them in perpetuity are matriarchs and patriarchs, they have that title forever, is because they were invested in davening and earning merit on our behalf. They were always thinking about their children, their progeny, the generations that would come after them, and we are tapping into and drawing from all the merit that they earned because they always davened for future generations, even from the beginning. But Rav Dessler has a different understanding. I've always found Rav Dessler's understanding of Schus Avos for me to be the most meaningful. And he says the following. We know that we have genetics. We have the DNA that we inherit that we get from our parents, the genetic material, the genetic contributors to who we are. And that determines, that influences so much of who we are, from our height to our health to our wonderful Ashkenazi gastrointestinal issues. Those genetics that are gifted and granted to us for good and for bad, they determine, or that they at least set us in motion, point us in a trajectory, a direction for so much. What's true physically, what's true when it comes to our health and wellness or our physical, when it's true to our hairline or our height or our athletic ability or artistic ability and so much more different genetic predispositions, what's true physically is also true spiritually. And says Rav Dessler, Schus Avos means that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, they realized aspects of their personality, they fulfilled parts of their neshama that then got implanted, that then were embedded into us forever. So that we are not only walking around as the composite or the result of the genetic contributors who came before, our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents going all the way back, we are also the beneficiaries of spiritually, genetically, what they've planted, what they've embedded in us. Avram, the Midah of Chesed, Yitzchak Gvura, Yaakov Emes, of course, Sarah Rivka, Rachel and Leah, their wonderful contributions of Tznius and of Chesed and all that they represent and all that they lived for, and we'll get to in the Amidah eventually, that's the bracha. When we acknowledge Hashem as Magen Avraham, according to one understanding, Hashem is not only the shield of Avram in the sense that Hashem protects and He shields Avram from danger and from harm, but one interpretation, we'll develop this more when we get there, is that Hashem is Magen the Avraham in us. So we live our lives and we say, where am I supposed to get the resilience, the faith, the endurance, the conviction, the confidence, the certitude? Where do I draw that from? How can I overcome whatever challenge I am confronting? How can I live with that confidence, with that amunah, with that faith? The answer is Hashem is Magen Avraham. He shields, He protects, He preserves the Avraham in each and every one of us. We are the beneficiaries of that genetic contribution of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Asara Rivka Rachel and Leah. Says Rav Dessler, Zocher Chas De Avos. He looks at us and he remembers what we have inside ourselves, who we are and where we come from, what we're capable of and the competency and the confidence, therefore, that we can have. We begin our Amidah by praising Hashem. Hashem, thank you for protecting and preserving that capacity, that capability. Thank you for protecting and preserving in me. Zocher, you remember the Chas De Avos that I have in me. I come from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. I don't remember if I said it in Siddur snippets or another context. Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal was very opposed when someone would introduce someone else or talk about someone else or introduce themselves and say, oh, they have no background. They have no background. They don't have a Jewish background. Say, they don't have a Jewish background? They don't descend from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? Maybe they don't have a Jewish education. Maybe they didn't come from a Jewish education or a Jewishly observant home. But God forbid you ever say about a Jew, they don't have a background. Every Jew has a background. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Sar Rivka Rachel and Leah. So Hashem looks at us and we say, Zocher Chasdei Avos. And the truth is not only Jews, those who choose to join the Jewish people, they also are the beneficiaries. They also are embracing. They also are the beneficiaries of that DNA spiritually, of those values, those ideals that are inside us, and we can draw from them, and therefore it gives us the capability, the competence, the confidence. So Cher Chas Devos, so we praise Hashem based on the Avos. Thank you, Hashem, for enabling and empowering the Avos, and therefore putting that in us. So in our difficult situations, we can draw on that and we can realize them in ourselves.